Masechet Pe'ah Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to discuss the limit on how big a bundle can be to be considered a bundle, that it could be forgotten with shicha, because shicha only applies to a bundle. Mishnah says, Ha'omed sheyesh bo sa'atayim u'shechacho eno shicha. A person had a bundle of grain, and he forgot that bundle of grain, which was two se'ah, a certain measurement, and he forgot that bundle behind. It's not considered to be shicha. It's not shicha. The owner, the farmer, is allowed to go back and retrieve it. Why? Because if it's so big, it's two se'ah, it's not considered to be a bundle anymore. A bundle is a smaller type of thing that's tied together. Here, this is a huge amount of grain that's together. So the rules of shicha for getting a bundle wouldn't apply to it. Now there's a machloket that's going to connect to this. Rabban shne omarim ubahem sa'atayim. If a person has two bundles, but the combination of the two adds up to two se'az. Again, the last case was one bundle with two se'az. Here, it's two bundles with a se'ah in each, with the cumulative effect of them becoming two se'az when they're joined together. Rabban Gamliel omer lebal habayit v'chamim omrim la'aniyim. Rabban Gamliel says that amount is so high, doesn't matter if it was divided into two bundles, that stays with the Baal HaBayit. Such a high amount that it has to stay with the Baal HaBayit. The farmer can go retrieve it. Hachamim omrim la'aniyim. Hachamim say it can go back to the poor people are allowed to collect it since it was divided into two bundles and it's not one big bundle. Amar Rabban Gamliel, v'chi merov ha'omarim yupi koach shel Baal HaBayit ohura koho. So Rabban Gamliel is trying to defend his position. He asks a question on Hachamim. He tells them, in the situation where more bundles are forgotten, basic question, Hachamim, when more bundles are forgotten, does it increase the rights of the Baal HaBayit to go retrieve it or not? Does it increase his right to go back and get it? And they answer, Amru lo, yupikoho, of course, his rights increase. If he left one bundle, it would be for the Aniyim. If he leaves two bundles, okay, so his chances increase. It goes up of him having the ability to go collect it. So he just asked them a basic question before he gets into his argument. Amar lahem, he tells them, Uma'im bizman shu omer ehad ubo sa'atayim u'shechaho eno shecha. If you guys just told me and you agreed, Hachamim, that a situation where it's one bundle, and within that one bundle there's two se'az, sa'atayim, and he forgot that one behind. You just told me that's not considered to be shecha, that he's allowed to go back and retrieve that. Shene omarim ubahem sa'atayim eno din shelo yehu shicha. So he tells him, how are you telling me in a situation where you have that same measurement of two se'ah, but it was now in two bundles and it was forgotten behind? You're going to tell me that that is shicha? Of course it's not shicha. Of course the Baal HaBayit could go back and retrieve it. If when it was one bundle and that same measurement, the Baal HaBayit could go back and retrieve it, the farmer could go get it. Of course, when it's two bundles, when the rights of an owner increase to go back to the farm and grab his stuff, here the same measurement applies, and it's even better, it's in two bundles. Kal vachomer, how much more so that he's allowed to go back and retrieve his bundles? That's the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. So he would say, if you have two bundles with one se'ah in each, but they combine to be two se'ah, of course you can go get it back, and it's not considered to be shicha. Amru lo, they told him, what are you talking about? Lo, that's not what we're talking about. Im amarta be'omer echad shu kegadish, tomar b'shne omarim shehen kecherichot. He says, no, you're getting it all wrong. It's not about, Hachamim tell Rabban Gamliel, it's not about how much they weigh together. The only reason in that first scenario that we said this bundle is not shicha is because it's not really a bundle. It's now a pile. It's a gadish. So since it's not a bundle anymore, that's the reason the Baal HaBayit can go back and get it, because he'll never forget something that's so big. Shicha doesn't apply to something that is huge like that, like a pile, since it's so big. But in your scenario, what are you talking about? It's not a pile anymore. Tomar b'shne omarim sheikin kichirichot. In your situation, there's small little bundles. Okay, so they add up to a lot. There's nothing to do with anything. Two small little bundles, you're not going to consider it to be shicha. Of course, then rather each bundle is viewed on its own. And since each one is less than sa'atayim, since each one of them is less than two se'az, it's considered to be a bundle, and therefore shicha could apply to it.